Next question is Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 8758. Date of birth is 8758, yeah. He's a 67-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice. With a history of Taylor. Okay, dated for 7/15, by the way. Put down patient was seen to be for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. And put down patient is currently in his second benefit period from 5/13/2025 to 8/10/2025. Patient has a history of CVA, left-sided weakness, essential hypertension, seizure disorder, dysphagia, COPD. Patient has a history of tobacco abuse. He was smoking today at the time of visit before he was brought in. Sitting outside, he has a MAC of 29 centimeter in his right arm. He's lost 5 pounds in the past few months, 3 months. He has a TPS of 40%. He's a single man, confused, oriented to person only, requires meds for anxiety and pain per caregivers today, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, also suffers from heart disease. Along with his stroke, he has to be fed very slowly or he chokes very easily on his food, consistent with aspiration and dysphagia. Patient is oriented to person and time. He doesn't know where he is today. He's very forgetful. The staff tells me he becomes short of breath with exertion. His dysphagia has caused his weight loss as well as his reduction in his along with his reduction in his MAC. Patient's left-sided weakness is now beginning to manifest itself as contractures of the upper extremity, especially. Did I say TPS is 40%? I think I did. It requires help with ADL, including bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. It requires help with the bed-to-chair transfers. He has difficulty with sleeping, as is reported by the caregiver. Despite medication for insomnia, he becomes belligerent sometimes. He has oxygen available. His vitals today were as follow. Temperature 98, blood pressure 150/92, O2 sat 95% on room air. patient also may be having either petit mal seizures and or TIAs, which is not interfering with his activity in daily living, but it's recorded by the staff. Requires help with feeding, especially since he's at a very, very high risk of choking, as was mentioned. The overall prognosis is poor, given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.